Hi, Dave. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dave. Hi, Doc. I appreciate your show. It's wonderful to hear all that insight. I have two questions, and I'll keep it very brief. I had my gallbladder removed in July. I feel fine. I heard your comment about post-gallbladder removal, about watching fats and things like that, and I do take quite a bit of omega-3s. I wonder if there's going to be any problem there at all.
They're just not going to do what they should for you, sir, if you've had your gallbladder out. Now, this actually has been known since people started taking gallbladder outs, and in the 1920s, a company by the name of Standard Process put together something that's still on the market because it's so helpful. It's basically bile salts, that's all, because what the gallbladder does when we eat fats or oils or fish oil or whatever,
right,
it's supposed to go squirt and make all this bile salt, and that emulsifies
right.
the oil and allows it to get digested. So what you need to think about doing, sir, think about it, is get some Cholacol, and then after you eat fats or oils, just take a couple of Cholacol. Now, how can you tell if you need it or if it's working? Well, it's called the scrape it off the shoe test, sir. You look in the toilet, and if it's the color that one would scrape off one's shoe after a walk in the park, then one has got enough bile and bile salts. If it's not that color, and if it's lighter, oops, excuse me, we need some more bile salts here. So try that out, sir, because I think most people tell me anyway that their scrape it off the shoe test, it's kind of light colored there in the toilet, and when they get the bile salts
okay.
appropriately, it turns dark, and now they can tell things are working better.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, second question. I've firmly become a big believer in supplementing with enough vitamin D3, and
yep.
This is probably for the general public. My big concern is I read a lot of Dr. Mercola, and he claims you really need to be up around 4,000 to 6,000, 7,000 units. And
let me be a little more precise.
Right,
let me tell you, you're going to tell me your measurement. I'm sorry, I interrupted. You're going to tell me what your level is.
I think I'm right around 50.
Okay. Well, in your case, Dr. Mercola's right. You want to be between 60 and 100, which is nanograms per milliliter. And the reason you want to be there is that's where everybody in the tropics is. All those people live under all that sunshine. They don't get
yeah.
burned. They know better. And they're at 60
yeah.
to 100. So you want to take enough vitamin D to get you to the tropical optimal.
Okay. I'm on the right path, and I don't think the public understands at all. I think most people are woefully depleted of vitamin D, especially if they live north of the 45th parallel.
Oh, you're right, sir. Hey, thank you for calling. I'm going to try to fit these next two people
okay.
in, but thank you, sir.
All right.